dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest
every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
The following program is pre-recorded. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is the best of the Larry Elder Show. Triple 8-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder here. Please share and follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Threads, and what am I leaving out? On X. Did I say X? I don't think I said X. Okay, on X. Also, at the top of our Twitter account, X, we pin our weekly podcast. The last one was up on Friday. We'll do a new one on Friday. The last one is getting near 500,000 views, so you might want to check it out. Also, go to my website, LarryElder.com, and you can see the Larry Elder merch shop and pick up some We've Got a Country to Save merchandise. Now, next hour, we're going to talk to Gary Sinise. Veteran Day is coming up. As you know, he has a foundation to benefit veterans. He also has a new vinyl recording to honor his son, who died at the age of 33 from a very rare form of cancer. We're going to talk to Gary about all of that in just a few minutes. Stick around for that. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Now, before the results were in, at the beginning of the night, Caroline Leavitt, whom I met when I ran for office, she ran for Congress, I believe it was, in New England. She didn't win, but I was very, very impressed by her. Fiery, articulate. And Donald Trump apparently saw the same thing in her that I did and made her a spokesperson for his campaign. Here's what she said at the beginning of last night, number 32.
The mood is very optimistic here at the Trump campaign headquarters. We are cautiously confident that President Trump is going to win this election tonight. When we've been looking at the early voting data over the past couple of weeks during this early voting period, Republicans have been outpacing Democrats in many of the key battleground states. And what we're hearing across the country today is that turnout is exceptionally high, especially in rural areas. So all signs point to President Trump supporters showing up at the polls, and we're just continuing to encourage people throughout the day to get out and to vote and to stay in line if you are in line. We understand some of the lines in these key battleground counties and states can be particularly long today, but we're encouraging everyone to stay in line to cast their ballot for President Trump.
And this was a Harris Walls campaign senior advisor, again, the evening, beginning of the election, number 33. Harris Walls, campaign senior advisor. We're optimistic. No? Okay. All right. Then let's play why it is that these people still don't get it. This is Joy Reid of MSNBC, which I watched, and you don't have to, the night before the election, number 15.
And we begin our final sprint, having arrived at that point in the election season where basically we on this side of the TV screen have said all we can. We've laid out the stakes in this crucial election where one side stands for freedom while the other meets the textbook definition of fascism.
Okay, all right, hold on.
A far right.
One side stands for freedom. The other side means the textbook definition of fascist. You know, he shut down the media, except he didn't. He restricted access to firearms, except he didn't. He stopped freedom of worship, except he didn't. He rounded up political prisoners and his enemies and tortured them and put them in camps, except he didn't. It's just so absurd. Please continue.
Dictatorial regime like Hitler's Germany or Franco's Spain or Mussolini's Italy, but also white-ruled South Africa before Mandela and the black majority took control.
Okay. Mussolini, Hitler, apartheid South Africa, really? I sometimes wonder, does Joy Reid really believe that? And if you really believe that, why in the world would you want to live here? Particularly now that the guy you called a fascist and a Mussolini and a Hitler and a believer in apartheid has become president. By the way, not to get off topic, but Joy Reid used to have a blog circa 2005-2006. And in that blog, she ripped homosexuals. The movie Brokeback Mountain had just come out around that time. And she said the thought of watching two men kiss, she found revolting. She accused Ann Coulter of being gay. She accused Charlie Crist of Florida of being gay. It was as homophobic as you can think of. So fast forward, she becomes a host on MSNBC. And lo and behold, these posts resurface, and she denied that she wrote them. And more surfaced. She denied that she wrote them and said that she had been hacked. So NBC hired a forensic expert to look into it, and they found out, guess what? She hadn't been hacked. So she goes on TV. She cries. I don't know why I said these things. I didn't mean them. It just didn't seem like me. I guess I wrote them, but it just doesn't seem like me. She kept her job. And then after a while, more surfaced. And she denied she wrote those. And there she is. Every night. Holding court. So here is the Harris-Waltz campaign senior advisor. Again, before the results came in.
Turnout is up in almost every single state. There are projections, for instance, in Georgia that we will exceed what our campaign had projected, but even what the Secretary of State had projected. We see incredibly high turnout on college campuses across Pennsylvania, high turnout in Puerto Rican neighborhoods in Philadelphia. So this coalition is coming together, and this is the day where it all matters. It'll be a long day. We don't expect this race to be called early, but we are optimistic that we are literally about to be able to turn the page on Donald Trump and install Vice President Harris as the next president of the United States.
We're ready to turn the page. We're optimistic. Joy Reid said, please, stop saying black men are shifting towards Trump. When I'm in the barbershop, I'm not hearing that. Number 10.
I was just going to say on the realignment thing, one place, and I would actually like to put this narrative to bed, maybe forever, one place there's not going to be realignment, black men. Mm-mm. Every 4 years, I go through the ritual of having to talk down, this is the sort of world that wants to say that black men are just realigning and they're all going to run to Donald Trump. There is literally no difference in the exit polls. A one-point difference is not a difference at all between where black men were in 2020 and where they are in 2024. It's not black men. They are not the ones shifting. What you're seeing are shifts among Latino voters, for sure.
Sure.
But you are not seeing shifts among black men. Please stop saying black men.
The only area
supporting
Trump.
Really? Really? Number 26, please.
We know race was huge. The black vote was huge for Biden when he won by just a bit in Georgia there in 2020. So let's look at how they are turning out in this election. All right, this is the first time we can break this down. Among black voters and their support for Kamala Harris, while strong, she is below where Biden was in 2020, 4 years ago. This number for Biden was more like 91. So she's running about 8 points behind where Biden was with the black vote in Georgia in 2020. All right, I have another data point where I'm going to combine this with gender, okay? So now you look
okay.
at the...
Okay, all right. So she underperformed among blacks, Joy Reid. You were wrong. Maybe your barbershop sample size was a little too small. She had a few kind things to say about Florida. Number 12, please.
It's a pure Project 2025 in miniature in Florida. And that kind of extreme, sort of extremist right-wing fascist type government in Florida, does that make it a more attractive place?
Right wing fascist government in Florida. And Texas didn't fare much better as far as Ms. Reid is concerned. Number 9, please.
It's also a very voter suppressed state, and the focus of voter suppression coming from that state capital is Harris County, where Houston is, mm-hmm. and they are relentless in it. And that is also the largest single physical number of black voters in any county other than Cook County in Illinois. That's the largest number of black voters available, mm-hmm. and they are deeply suppressed in terms of their ability and access to the ballot. So Democrats would have to do a lot of work there in terms of voter suppression and also voter motivation.
So, black voters in Texas and in Florida are too stupid to figure out how to vote, say Joy Reid. Coming up, Gary Sinise, 888-971-SAGE, and your phone calls. Do not leave town. Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Spirits, wine, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes. From mixing cocktails, a friendly get-together, or a brunch outdoors, Total Wine has everything you need, and more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
This is Dennis Prager, and now a truly exciting new benefit. My monthly online video get-together for PragerTopia Plus members only. For an hour each month, get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. I'll be answering your questions. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at PragerTopia.com. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to PragerTopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hello, food fans. Chef Taladie Mercurial here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567.
This is the best of The Larry Elder Show. SAGE 888-971-7243. That is the sound of my guest on his harmonica. His name is Max Anise. His father is a legendary actor, Gary Sinise, who now joins us. Gary, thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Oh, so good to be with you, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Well, Gary, the reason you're here is because a few nights ago I'm watching an interview with you on YouTube, and I thought I knew a lot about your life, but I learned about Mac. I knew that that Mac had died, but I didn't know the circumstances, and I knew learned a lot more about your own career. But first I want to talk about your son. Tell us about your son.
Well, Larry, yeah, unfortunately, he had a very rare cancer called chordoma. It's so rare that it's probably about, it's like a one in a million cancer. About 300 patients per year in the U.S. are diagnosed with it. About 70% of the time they can remove the initial tumor. It starts in the spine, either at the base of the spine or the top of the spine, and they can remove the tumor and it's cured about 70% of the time, but 30% of the time it comes back and spreads. And unfortunately, that's what happened to our son, Mac. He was diagnosed in 2018. He was working for the Gary Sinise Foundation at the time. He's an excellent musician and drummer, composer, songwriter, went to USC Music School, and the cancer over time started to disable him. He had several spine surgeries. We tried 25 different drugs to see if we could find a drug that would shrink the tumors. Nothing would work. Radiation. It just, he was more and more disabled. So he just kind of stopped thinking about music. But last year, about early last year, 2023, he said to me, "Dad, there's a piece of music I wrote in college, and I think I'd like to try to finish it." And so he got together with some of my band members who he knew, and they started helping him flesh it out. Then he teamed up with an old buddy of his from college, Oliver Schnee. And Oliver was a composer like Mac, and Oliver went to work on it with Mac to finish it. It's called Arctic Circles. And that's what you see playing right there. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece. This This particular piece is on his YouTube channel. I had never heard it before. And we rolled into the studio last summer at Studio City Sound in Hollywood. And the orchestra started to play it, and I was completely knocked out by it. It's such a beautiful piece. And that started a whole album of music that he wanted to do. Thankfully, he was able to finish it. Unfortunately, he died in January, January 5th this year. Just as the record was going to press, he wanted to make a bunch of vinyl albums, and he calls it Resurrection and Revival. He wanted any proceeds from the vinyl to go to the Gary Sinise Foundation, and so that vinyl has now sold over 3,600 copies at the Gary Sinise Foundation. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Larry, was after he died, I started going through his files, and I found all this additional music that he'd written. Some things that I had heard because I had asked him to write some music for the Gary Sinise Foundation, but other things I had not heard, many other things. And it's beautiful stuff. And so I thought, you know, I can't just let it sit here in his files. So I called his buddy Oliver and I said, I think we have another project here. I want to do another record, a part two of Resurrection and Revival. And that was completed recently. We're starting to ship those albums next week, and they're in pre-sale at the Gary Sinise Foundation. And as Mac wanted with the first record, with the second record, all the proceeds will go to the Gary Sinise Foundation to help our veterans and military families.
Well, Gary, one of the things I learned in watching the interview is that you were inspired to help veterans because of the people in your family who served and the people in your wife's family who served. And it reminded me of my own family. I never served. My father was a World War II Marine vet who served on Guam during the war. My brother, Kirk, was a Vietnam-era Navy vet. He was on the 6th Fleet in the Mediterranean. My little brother was in the Army. He actually went to Vietnam. My mother even worked for the War Department during World War II. I was the only one in my family who didn't serve. But I have enormous appreciation, as you do, for veterans who have, who do, and who've lost their lives for our country.
Yeah, same thing with me, Larry. I didn't serve either, but I have veterans on my side of the family and my wife's side of the family, Vietnam veterans. So this veterans work really starts with the family connection, and then having started to work with Vietnam veterans back in the 80s, and then 10 years later starting to work with our disabled veterans after I played wounded Vietnam veteran Lieutenant Dan and Forrest Gump. That I started a relationship that has lasted 30 years with the Disabled American Veterans Organization. I've supported them all these years. And then September 11th happened, and I just felt like I was called to a new level of service to support those who were deploying to Afghanistan and Iraq. And, you know, when we started having people get hurt and, you know, losing people there, I just wanted to do more and more. I started volunteering for multiple military charities and then eventually started my own in 2011. We're 14 years into the Gary Sinise Foundation now. Thankfully, we have, you know, thousands and thousands of donors who support us. We have multiple programs to support our veterans. You can go to GarySiniseFoundation.org. And you can see all these programs that we're doing. We're in many, many spaces. And Mac loved the foundation. He loved the programs at the foundation. One of our programs is called Soaring Valor. We take World War II veterans down to the National World War II Museum in New Orleans for an all expense paid trip. You know, and when we started doing it, you know, the youngest would be in their early 90s. Now the youngest is in their late 90s, and, you know, the oldest veterans, sometimes we take veterans who are 102, 103. They can still travel. It's a beautiful program. Mac loved that program, traveling with the World War II veterans.
Well, Gary, Veteran Day is coming up, as you know, on Monday. If people want to get involved, give us the website again.
Yes, it's GarySinisFoundation.org, and you can see all our programs on the program pages. A lot to learn there about the Gary Sinise Foundation. And as we are approaching Veterans Day, I just want to give a shout out to all our veterans out there. The veterans in your family, Larry, the veterans in my family, God bless them all.
Well, Gary, thank you so much.
Thank you for serving our country.
Thank you so much. God bless, Gary.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Red Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Red Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro. Corojo wrapper equals a Don Pepin classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size. This is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes,
people, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is the best of the Larry Elder Show.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
The thing about it, I think it's striking, is it shows you the power of the media, because
In many ways, it's a BS issue when you think about it. I mean, think about it. Go back to January 6th, which was supposed to be the moment when we all thought we should fear this, that our democracy was fragile. It was the premise of the January 6th special committee that we, as the co-chairman of the committee put it, we came critically close to losing our democracy. It's ridiculous. I mean, that our democracy is pretty sturdy. Our checks and balances worked. The thing was over in a matter of hours, and yet here we are. It's still a fact.
Now, first, I want to remind you of what Van White Lash Jones said back in 2016 when Donald Trump won, number 34.
People have talked about a miracle. I'm hearing about a nightmare. It's hard to be a parent tonight for a lot of us. You tell your kids, don't be a bully. You tell your kids, don't be a bigot.
No, for crying out loud.
You tell your kids, do your homework and be prepared. And then you have this outcome, and you have people putting children to bed tonight, and they're afraid of breakfast. They're afraid of, how do I explain this to my children?
Afraid of breakfast?
I have Muslim friends who are texting me tonight saying, should I leave the country? I have families of immigrants that are terrified tonight.
Afraid of Frosty Flakes?
This was many things. This was a rebellion against the elites. True.
Here
it
comes.
Was a complete reinvention of politics and polls. It's
here
true.
It comes.
But it was also something else. We've talked about
here
race.
Here comes.
I mean, we've talked about everything but race tonight. We've talked about income. We've talked about class. We've talked about region. We haven't talked about race. This was a white lash. This was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president in part. And that's the part where the pain comes. And Donald Trump has a responsibility tonight to come out and reassure people that he is going to be the president of all the people who he insulted and offended and brushed aside. Yeah, when you say, you know, you want to take your country back, you got a lot of people who feel that we're not represented well either. But we don't want to feel that someone has been elected by throwing away
okay.
Some of us.
I'm getting nauseous. I'm getting nauseous.
White lash.
That was Van Jones in 2016. And it lets you know there has been no growth, no maturity. Here is Van Jones last night, number 7.
There are African-American women who know a little bit about being talked down to and know a little bit about having their economic dreams crushed, who try to dream a big dream over the past couple of months. And tonight they're trading in a lot of hope for a lot of hurt. And they were hoping that maybe this time, one of their own could be seen
one of their own
as worthy.
White lash.
And once again, they're facing rejection.
In order to be it, you must see it.
Tomorrow morning they're going to walk out with their shoulders back a little bit. Maybe able to breathe for the first time.
First time.
Like they belong someplace.
First time ever.
They did everything that they knew how to do.
Everything.
And it's going to be harder than it should be tomorrow for them to hold their heads up. And they're not the only people who are hurting tonight. If you're a parent of a trans kid, your child's face was used.
If you're a trans
as a springboard to power for somebody, that doesn't feel good. There are going to be people tomorrow. We're going to be handing clothes at the dry cleaners to people who don't have papers.
Yeah.
There are going to be people who are going to be cleaning your teeth tomorrow who don't have papers. And they're terrified tonight. And so it's easy to blow this off. Oh, look at the elite. They're going to get their comeuppance. It's not the elite that's going to pay the price. It's people who woke up this morning with a dream and are going to bed with a nightmare.
A nightmare. I knew it.
And those people didn't deserve to be respected and held and talked to. Those are the people who are going to pay the price for whatever Donald Trump decides to do.
There are people that went to bed last night with a dream. And they woke up with a nightmare.
White lash.
You know, people like Hamas. They went to bed with a dream and they woke up with a nightmare.
White lash.
People like Hezbollah. They went to bed with a dream and they woke up with a nightmare.
White lash.
The Houthis went to bed with a dream only to wake up with a nightmare.
White lash.
The Ayatollahs in Iran, minding their own business, went to bed holding a copy, a dog-eared copy of the Quran, only to wake up with a knife there.
White lash.
Really, Van? Isn't that just a bit much? Isn't that just a bit much? Isn't that just a bit, oh, I don't know, melodramatic? Woke up the nightmare. I need to take a break. I'm going to crush up some Advils and snort them. I'll be back. I'm Larry
White
Elder.
Flash.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours, only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is, Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free, and for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their 3-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in just a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Trump's victory is just the first battle. The deep state stranglehold on our economy took 50 years to build, and they won't let it go without fighting. The damage runs deeper than most Americans realize. A corrupt monetary system, a national debt exploding beyond control, a crumbling dollar. The deep state spent 50 years rigging our system. Now their economic time bomb is nearly unstoppable. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bennett. I'm here to remind you, you are not powerless. Throughout history, gold has been a safe haven from economic corruption. My trusted allies at Birch Gold Group know this. That's why they help Americans diversify their IRAs and 401ks into gold. To see how it works, get a free info kit on gold IRAs. Text the word PREPARE to 989898 right now. Don't let 50 years of globalist sabotage destroy your savings. Text the word PREPARE to the number 989898 and protect your hard-earned savings. Again, that's PREPARE to 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
Get ready, rodeo fans. From December 4th to the 7th, we're bringing you live coverage straight from the National Finals Rodeo.
Tune in as we go behind the scenes with exclusive interviews featuring contestants, stock contractors, and even the president of the PRCA.
Whether you're a diehard fan or just love the excitement of the rodeo, you won't want to miss a second of the show.
Join us live from the National Finals Rodeo, December 4th through 7th from 7 to 9 a.m.
Brought to you by the Redding Rodeo Association and Redding Rancheria, bucking by the river.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Nationwide and coast to coast, it's the Larry Elder Show.
The Fox News Decision Desk can now officially project that Donald Trump will become the 47th President of the United States.
The former president's comeback will be complete with a win in Wisconsin, a state that he narrowly lost 4 years ago. He is now the second president in U.S. history to win non-consecutive terms. The first was Grover Cleveland in the late 1800s. Senator J.D. Vance will become the 50th vice president of the United States.
One of the senators who will be retired is Ohio Senator Jared Brown. I'm particularly happy about that. I will explain why later on in the program. 888-971-SAGE. Yvonne is in San Diego, California. Yvonne, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. Yeah, I just want to say that I think that Harris might be happy that she didn't win, and I'll tell you why. It's because she's lazy. The whole time she's been in office, she hasn't bothered to learn anything. I mean, to retain anything. That's why she couldn't answer any questions.
Yeah, she got outworked, certainly. Donald Trump, I think, did twice as many rallies as she did. The only thing that she ever did was she put time into it, from what I could tell, was her debate with Donald Trump. She had prepared answers. After that, I thought she just took her foot off the gas because she felt she had it in the bag. But that's a very interesting observation, Yvonne. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Nikki is in Mobile, Alabama. Nikki, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Oh, thank you, Larry. I love your show. I just have a couple of – I have one serious question that's been playing in my mind ever since all of this started. I mean, way back when all this started. Is yellow journalism – still a crime? I always thought it was a crime. When was it repealed?
I can't recall anybody being prosecuted for yellow journalism. You can be prosecuted for defamation, but for having a slanted point of view, it's awfully difficult to prosecute somebody for that. The term yellow journalism, I always thought, meant that the media, the newspaper, is out to get certain people and therefore writing a lot of negative stories. Look, we've got a biased media. You've got the owner of the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, taking out an op-ed piece in his own newspaper, excoriating the Washington Post in particular and the media in general for their bias. It's obvious what's going on here, and even some people in the media are beginning to get it. I've quoted the former executive editor of the New York Times a great deal of time. His name is Dean Baquet. And this is a few years ago. He's no longer the executive editor. By the way, he was the first black executive editor, I think the only black executive editor in the history of the New York Times. And he hired a Republican writer named Brett Stevens to write a regular column. I think Brett Stevens still writes a column for the New York Times. He's a Trump-hating Republican, which is, in my opinion, why the New York Times hired him. And his first column was about his skepticism of climate change alarmism. He didn't doubt the existence of climate change. He just didn't think we're going to have all the dire consequences that the alarmists like Greta Thunberg and others claim we'll have. And people were furious. Contacted the New York Times. Why did you hire this guy? And several people canceled their subscriptions. So he, at a forum, talked about how the New York Times and others started op-ed pages in order to have opposing opinions. And so you have somebody like that who's an opposing opinion, and people who read the newspaper cancel it because they don't want to hear what his opinion is. And Dean McKay said this.
We're at a moment in the country right now, which I think, you know, the left should do some soul searching too, right? We don't want to hear anything that we've long said this about the right, but I think the left, I'm a journalist, but the left as a rule does not want to hear thoughtful disagreement.
The left, as a rule, does not want to hear thoughtful disagreement. And notice he said we and caught himself because he recognizes that he's part of the left. Not supposed to be, at least not publicly, but he is. Don't want to hear thoughtful disagreement. It's one thing to not want to hear stupid disagreement or silly disagreement or reckless disagreement, but thoughtful disagreement. And the piece that got everybody all upset, written by Brett Stevens, was very thoughtful and even-handed. So you have the executive editor of the New York Times admitting that the left does not want to hear thoughtful disagreement. You have the owner of the Washington Post admitting that our paper and journalists in general are left-wing and are not serving the public well. Remember that guy that worked for NPR? His name is Ira Berliner. They're 25 years. 25 years. And he wrote a piece, not for the not for PBS, wrote a piece was published elsewhere, and talked about how left-wing we were, and about how during the collusion investigation we had Adam Schiff on over and over and over again, and then when it turned out to be a dry hole, we just stopped having him on. He said there was no apology, no self-reflection, no course change, we just moved on. And they called him in, and they sat him down, I think without pay, and then ultimately he left PBS. So from time to time, you have people admitting what's going on. I saw a study a little while ago. You know what percentage of reporters describe themselves as Republican? 3. Not 30. 3% of reporters describe themselves as Republican, which means 97% are something other than Republican. Are you kidding me? And you're supposed to cover Donald Trump fairly? You're supposed to cover tax cuts fairly? You're supposed to cover reduction of regulations fairly? You're supposed to cover EVs fairly? Climate change fairly? Foreign policy fairly? The Gaza war fairly? Iran fairly? I don't think so. And that is why there's been a rise in conservatives, pundits, podcasts, radio stations, websites, so that people can get an alternative point of view that isn't anti-Trump, anti-Republican, pro-big government, pro-regulations, people who think they know better than you. And it is sickening. And you have people like Jeff Bezos and Dean Baquet and that longtime reporter with NPR acknowledging it. Is there going to be any kind of self-reflection? Is there going to be any kind of course correction? We'll see. They got their butts kicked last night, didn't they? I'm Larry Elder.
The left, as a rule, does not want to hear thoughtful disagreement.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Price is much lower than a grocery store. Spirits, wine, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes. From mixing cocktails, a friendly get-together, or a brunch outdoors, Total Wine has everything you need, and more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. That's why you need RedBalloon.work. RedBalloon has recruiters and hiring tools to help you hire adults. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation.
Hi, Mom. Ooh, it's so cold out there. Surprise, I brought you something.
Socks. Oh, Heat Holders Original. Wow, this is so soft and cozy.
Heat Holder socks are the warmest. I use them for snow sports and around the farm. I also bought a bunch for my new work site. The other guys were so jealous they all bought them. And the best part is the socks come in 3 levels of warmth. Originals, lights, and ultralights.
Oh, Jill can use the ultralights when dog walking. Oh, boy. I know what everyone is getting for gifts this holiday.
Heat Holder socks are the warmest. An independent lab test proved they're 7 times warmer than cotton socks. We use a proprietary 3-stage process, advanced insulating yarn, a long loop thermal pile, and brushed on the inside. This process helps trap warm air closer to your skin longer, keeping your feet warm, comfortable, and dry, making Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and so much more. From now until Cyber Monday, use the code HEAT25 to save 25% off your order. Free shipping for orders over $25. Go to HeatHolders.com.
Life
takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
This is the best of the Larry Elder Show.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
The thing I think is most important to remember is the people who said that he was a Hitler lover weren't Democrats. They were Republicans. People who said that he was a fascist weren't Democrats. They were Republicans who worked for him. And so it's not just these elite Democrats over here, you know, poisoning the well. You had a pretty broad consensus from Chomsky to the Cheneys, that was very, very concerned and remains concerned. And so I think it's not just on us to stop calling names. I think it's up to him to, as Allison said, with deeds show that he's not going to be those things.
Well, for crying out loud. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. That was Van Jones, again, giving his astute analysis. Now, I just played you the executive editor of the New York Times. He's a person of the left. He admitted as much until he caught himself. And he just said that you people, and Van Jones, by the way, used to be a self-described communist, I'm just saying, don't want to hear a thoughtful disagreement. Not a conservative saying that. It's someone on the left. Jeff Bezos buys the Washington Post. I'm assuming Bezos is not a Trump guy. I'm assuming he's a Democrat. Wrote a long piece blasting the media, his paper, and by extension CNN for being unfair and biased. It's not conservatives saying that. Not Republicans saying that. It's your people saying that. Does that cause you to self-reflect? No. Former CEO of NPR, his name is Ken Stern. And he wrote a long piece a few years ago after he resigned. And said, you know, I decided to get out from behind the desk and go around the country and meet people. And I met people in the Bible Belt. I met hunters. I met conservatives. And they were decent people. They were friendly. They were God-fearing. They were family-oriented. We got along great. And he said, I feel that our people, meaning people at NPR, really do not understand the country. Now, Van, he's part of your tribe. Did that cause you to self-reflect? Did that cause you to stop calling Donald Trump a fascist and a Nazi and a Hitler? And why is it you accept when someone says that, but somebody else says, I was there. I never heard it. I'd work for him again. Sebastian Gorka admires the hell out of him. A whole bunch of people that would happily rejoin the Trump administration if asked to do so. But you find some disgruntled person who says Donald Trump admires Adolf Hitler, and you quote him. I can play that game. You remember when George McGovern was the candidate in 1972? After he left the Senate, he started a bed and breakfast. He wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal and said all these rules and regulations and taxes made me go bankrupt. Did that cause you to self-reflect, Van Jones? I'm Larry Elder. Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.